This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show. From Wintergreen Nursery Landscaping and Florist, here's the Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winters, and the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a good afternoon. It's 4:06. I'm Dale Cranford. And Ricky is in studio this afternoon. She's got a guest with her, and
No. You flipped it around there, buddy.
Why? Nah.
It's always the Mike Winters show here at KQEN.
There you go.
Yes.
And it's a cactus show this afternoon.
Oh, it is going to be great. And I have the world's cactus expert in here today, at least the one in Douglas County, Ricky Correa. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and you're going to learn a lot today. I mean, I'm not a cactus guy at all. I know that they stick you if you touch them and all that, but this lady grows them and grows these wonderful, beautiful cacti. And but anyway, if you have any questions, you can call in at 673-4464, and she'll answer them. She knows everything about cactus.
No.
Yes, yes. So, Ricky, how are you today?
I am great, Mike. I'm so excited to be on air with you. We've talked about this for years.
Oh, God.
And it all started because I used to work front desk at the Brook Communications old office that we had.
Oh, I remember.
You come in every Wednesday for the Lawn and Garden Show here on KQEN, and you would sit down, we'd talk plants, and you'd always bring plants my way, and sadly, I killed about half of them, but that's all part of the learning process with plants, I think, is kind of learning how not to kill your plants.
How you learn not to overwater your plants.
That's exactly it. Bingo. In my case, I underwatered, which can happen even with cactus. Yeah, so,
with cactus, it can. Well, you know, we both did some research on this cactus thing.
Oh, I had to do a lot because, usually, you know, you're the Commissioner of Dirt. You know everything there is to know about plants.
Well, you know, I'm not a cactus guy, though. You know, it's if I see a pretty one blooming at one of the box stores, I might buy it just because it's pretty.
Yeah.
And they have very beautiful flowers. But how did you get into this cactus stuff? When did you start doing this?
Well,
what attracted you?
So cactus actually goes back to me. Like for me, it goes back to my great-grandmother, my granny.
Yeah.
She had beautiful cactus in her yard. And as a little girl, I always loved them. They're just neat. And then my mom has had cactus and my Nana has raised cacti, like so many. Actually, I was just going through my Nana's old book. She actually gave me a book the other day about cactus because I had to learn so much in such a short period of time.
That's right.
So at any rate, she had a binder that was filled with eBay cactus listings that she had from all these different cacti that she had found. And I thought that was pretty neat because my grandpa used to raise bonsais as well. So they've kind of been into it. And then, of course, I didn't really get into cactus for a while. And the reason being, which is kind of silly, is an old urban legend. And the old urban legend goes is that a woman had a cactus in her home. It started shaking and she called 911 because it started exploding spiders everywhere. And it scared me so much that I was like, I'm not having a cactus in my home.
Uh-huh.
But then, lo and behold, in walks Mike Winters.
No, I got a question for you. You said your grandma was doing cactus?
Yep.
And where did they live? What part of the country?
So we lived in California at the time in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
So, of course, it's warm down there. It was, you know, the great big prickly pear cacti that she had.
Yeah.
And I don't remember every kind, of course. I was awfully young. But she had a ton of them in her yard along her fence line. And they were just really special to me. And they always have been because those, you know, there's certain things that take you back to your memories. And, and you know, maybe being a child or just your happy moments. And
Now, what color did they bloom, those cacti?
I honestly don't remember them blooming. But that, you know, doesn't mean that they didn't have capabilities of blooming because every cactus has the capability of blooming.
Absolutely.
So
I learned that in my research.
Yeah. So you definitely opened the door to cactus for me. And I started seeing them more. Cactus has become very, very, very popular. It's become quite a fad right now, whether it be for decorating purposes, whether it be real cactus in your home, or maybe you want pillows or a comforter that's cactus or something on the wall. It's becoming very, very very popular, and so you're seeing more of them around now. And so I kind of got my interest back in it with that, and I have this amazing window here at the News Review building that allows sunlight.
You need a bigger window.
I do need a bigger window, but I try to keep it under control because I don't want the boss coming after me and saying no more cactus in the window, because I sure love them. They make me happy. And that's going to say with cactus, you know, they do need a lot of sunlight, and we will definitely get into that today.
Yeah. Well, and you got a good window because it faces west. It's a very large window, and your whole shelf there is filled. I don't know, well, you got 7 or 8 of them on your shelf.
Actually lost count, and you actually brought me a new plant for my window today.
It's kind of in the cactus family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, and like I say, I don't know how, but it's considered a succulent, and succulents are in the cactus family.
Absolutely.
So that's about all I know.
You got me a cactus, in a sense, for my birthday, which is kind of how we ended up doing this fun show, was just to have some fun with cactus today. Yep. So that's what we're going to do.
I hope nobody calls in and asks me a question, really.
Same. Because even though you tell people that I know everything there is to know about cactus, man... I really hope I know enough, because with over 2,000 species of cactus, there's a lot to know.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, for the most part, when you think about cactus, you think about Mexico, Southern California, Arizona, maybe some into New Mexico, Texas, you know, down in those areas. But we have varieties of cactus that will grow right here in Douglas County.
Really?
Yes.
What did you find? Because I only found ones in Oregon.
No, I see them in landscapes.
And
they're they're not a tall variety. I do not know the name, but the cactus leaf, if that's what you call it, is fairly large, like 10 inches long and 6 inches wide and kind of flat looking.
I have a feeling it might be the prickly pear that you're talking about.
I don't know.
I see a lot of them.
But it's almost like a ground cover. It doesn't go up. It spreads.
Well, you know what I always want to do when I see them in people's yards?
What?
Because they always have, you know, you see some people, and they got some big ones in their front yard, and they got a whole bunch. And I'm thinking, man, I just want to go knock on their door and ask them for a start.
And what I found over the years, plant people who love plants, if you walked up to them and said, man, I really like that plant. It is so cool and blah, 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 blah. And they'll offer you, well, would you like a cutting?
Or yes.
Would you like, I can dig you a little root here and you can have one. And that's how people are. So if you stop in at a cactus yard and you see one, they'll give you a chunk and you can get it started.
And that's part of the fun about plants is it's a way to give. So you brought me a really cool plant today. What did you call it again?
It's an aloe.
Aloe.
Yeah.
And it's got these, it looks like an aloe plant with some deep red in it.
It just depends on how you pronounce it.
Yeah. And then it's got this long sprout that has these gorgeous hanging flowers from it.
Yeah,
so
it
I'm really
like a,
excited.
Almost like a fuchsia flower, only it's orange.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see how it grows.
Grew a few from a mother plant that we had, or my daughter did, and we had I think about 12 of them or something like that that she was successful with, and so I picked the smallest one of the bunch so she wouldn't miss it. But it you know, by itself, it looks great.
Yeah.
The other ones are a little bit taller, about 4 or 5 inches taller, but I thought, wow, these are cool. where'd they come from? And they're supposed to be outdoor. And in other words, even if it snows a foot, they come back. But I haven't tested one yet. So
very cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you. Well, I almost forgot to mention something, because you did mention about we do have some cactus here in Douglas County.
Right.
But we do have a native cactus here in Oregon.
Yes, we do.
And it's called the snowball cactus, and you can find it over in the eastern parts of Oregon, deep in the desert, and same with eastern Washington. But it is a native to Oregon. I guess it's kind of hard to find because there's a lot of poachers out there for cactus.
And doesn't it grow in the cracks of rocks and things like that?
Not that one, no. What I found is that they do grow in groups, but they I could be wrong. But they seem to grow on the ground.
Hmm. Well, I was doing my research for the show, and I thought there was one in Oregon in the high desert area that, you've got big rocks and stuff, and there's a crack and a little bit of soil, and all of a sudden there's this little cactus growing out of it.
Very cool.
I don't know.
Well, maybe that's the call we need to take.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Is somebody saying, hey, Mike and Ricky, this is what's up. we need to know.
Yeah, let us know what we're talking about, please.
Well,
so, So you got interested because your grandma and your mom and your aunt and all those folks were raising these cactus. And so when did you start? Like when you were an adult or a teenager or?
Yeah. So like I was saying earlier is you would come in, you'd bring me plants. So you spark that green thumb in me. No matter how many plants I killed, I did seem to bring quite a few back to life. And you would always tell me, Ricky, you have a green thumb. And so it just sparked my interest with plants and helped me love them 10 times more. And they're really kind of neat. You've educated me so much over the years about plants and everything there is to know. And so having plants, Amy, whether it be in your home or your office or wherever, they bring joy. That's one thing that I've noticed about them.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed, all the windows in this whole building, and you're the only one that has a plantation on her windowsill. Yeah. And I always check it. That's the first place I walk to every time I come in here. And I go, yeah, I've got a new one, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, and you've introduced me to a couple of new ones that I had no idea what they were.
You know,
and you even told me the names, of which I have forgotten, of course.
And you learn as you go with cacti.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many. Like I said, there's over 2,000 species. And so there's so much to know about cactus and so many different ones that I couldn't even begin to tell you what every one of them was.
I know. You know, when I was a kid, say 13-ish, we went down on a drive down through Kingman, Arizona, and down into that country. And
very
cool. And that was the first time I'd really seen large, those tall cacti.
Saguaro cactus?
The what?
Saguaro. I'm probably saying
it cigar.
Wrong. I meant to Google all my words today because there are some big words.
Oh, I know. I know. I got this book on them and I can't pronounce half of the words.
I know.
But it was an actual forest. I mean, there were, as we were driving through for, say, about a 20-mile stretch, all of a sudden they started appearing. And then it was like a Douglas fir forest, only it was all cactus. And with the big arms reaching into the air and all that. And after a few miles, they started to get smaller and smaller. And then pretty soon we were like in a different climatic zone. And consequently, it was a whole different ballgame. It was a whole different cacti growing in our shorter ones, spreading types and things like that. And so, you know, cactus primarily grows in the desert and it doesn't need a whole lot of water. But when it does rain in the desert, I learned that they absorb the water quickly, right through their skin or their
they don't have bark, but they got skin.
Yeah, and they actually grow and they enlarge and then they store that water over the growing season and you've got long dry spells in the desert and they use that water and if they use all of it or most of it, they begin to shrink in size again.
Right.
Yeah.
I did find that today, actually, is that they shrink. They do. They shrink and contract and all that kind of stuff. They move, you kind of, depending on how full their trunks are, full of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, down in, like, Phoenix, Arizona, in that area, there's a lot of landscaping that goes on with their different native plants and cactus. And apparently, there's a magnificent fine that would be levied against you if someone caught you, a law enforcement officer caught you in the desert trying to dig a cactus to take it back for your yard.
Did you know that they actually have tracking devices in those saguaro cactuses?
I heard that.
Yeah, they do. And that way they can prevent the poachers and people taking them. But how are you going to fit that thing in the back of your truck?
Yeah.
We'll
how
get
are you
into
touch it?
We're definitely going to get into sizes of cactus. It definitely saguaro being the biggest. And,
yeah, some of them, 70 feet?
70 feet tall, which is the equivalent of five-story buildings.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
Feet.
You can't fit that in your truck.
No.
How are you going to get that home?
I guess you put it in pieces and make cuttings or something.
There's not gloves big enough to cover your entire body that will keep you safe.
And
from
I'm sure
needles.
The spines are significant. The you know, how do you grab it? You know, you have to have some sort of a device, a clamping kind of a shovel affair to grab the trunk and lift it out of the ground.
It's,
so, you know, human beings just don't grab a cactus and run away with it.
After the break, I am going to tell you a story on just that matter and how bad of an idea that is even to try.
Okay, we have a break and we will be back with cactus and other things.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Okay, we're back with the Cactus Show today, and my guest is Ricky Correa, and she is the cactus expert of Douglas County, and she is teaching me all types of things about cactus. And you had a story you wanted to get into about a guy that got killed by a cactus?
Yeah, so we were talking about the saguaro cactus that you can only find in the Sonoran Desert, by the way.
Right.
And this man, back in 1982, decided to just shoot one of these saguaran cactuses.
Shoot it with a gun, you mean?
Yes, over and over and over again. And if that wasn't bad enough, he decided he was going to walk over to this and he was going to try to tip it over. Well, the cactus had the last laugh and karma set in real quick because that 500-pound arm on that cactus fell down and crushed him. He was killed, actually, by doing that. So we definitely do not recommend cactus hunting of any sort, not only because they do have tracking devices. It is illegal.
Yes,
you
is.
You cannot go get your own cactus or vandalize one, but you can get one from Wintergreen Nursery.
Well, I don't have very them. I don't have very many of them right now. I mean, I have some little things here and
we're
there. But
have to change
I
that.
used to do a lot of cactus. There was this guy that used to come in with his truck and he had cactus and flats of cactus, and I would buy a flat of them and it would be, you know, the little 4-inch or 2-inch mm-hmm. pots, and they were all beautiful and cute and everything else, and I put them out for sale, but nobody was buying them.
What the heck?
Yeah, and then, well, this is, you know, years ago, but nobody was buying them, so we kind of quit. But now, as you said in the other segment, it is becoming a more popular item.
Yes.
Such as the other succulents and things like that.
Right.
And so we've been growing a lot of succulents. My daughter Jill grows the succulents and does a really fine job with it. And but as that goes on, I'm trying to find another source for different cacti so I can have a small display. And as long as you keep them, you know, warm and cozy, they're going to do fine. And you don't have to worry about them withering on the vine, if you will, and dying. So,
and the rule of thumb is just go check out Wintergreen Nursery down there in Winston, because you never know what you're going to find there. You always have the coolest plants in stock. And so I'm excited to see what you get.
Well, I try to get as different. I don't want to be like the box store down here and the box store down the block and have, you know, this and this and the same thing every year, blah, blah, blah.
It's the best thing about shopping local.
Yeah. And I just like to have, well, you know, that's why I have so many varieties of Japanese maple, you know, that kind of thing. It's like nobody else has all those varieties.
Yeah.
I have all those varieties. And I've got another 1,000 that I'm potting up right now, or my crew is. And, you know, they won't be ready for a while. But the variety and people who come into nurseries, they're interested in looking at a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And most folks, they've got some of the basic plants down, but then all of a sudden they stumble on, wow, what's that? Or what's this? Like years ago, you know, the ornamental grasses, mm-hmm. we had, you know, pampas grass and something else, and that was about it. But, you know, there was more and more. Do you have this or do you have that? You know, why don't you have more variety? So now we got 10 or 12 or 15 varieties of grasses. And, you know, there's a lot of interest in it because it's an easy plant to grow. You don't have to mess with it. You just plant it,
water
it once.
So a great beginner plant.
Yeah. You walk away and it doesn't overtake your home. So
yeah. Which is actually, speaking of beginner plants, cactus is a very great beginner plant.
Yeah.
Because they are so easy to manage. It takes a lot to kill a cactus. But, you know, I think that, first of all, we should get into what is a cactus.
Okay.
For anybody that may not know. Well, according to the Webster's Dictionary, it says any family of cactus plants that have succulent stems and branches with scales or spines instead of leaves and are found especially in dry areas such as deserts are a cactus. So according to the Webster's Dictionary, that's what it is. Well, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you that they're most of the time they're green and they have spines, which mm-hmm. are the needles, the pokey things on there. Those are actually called the spines. And not every cactus has spines, actually.
And they have outrageous flowers.
They do. And we
color.
Yes, we did mention a little bit ago that every cactus has the capability of flowering. Mm-hmm. Depends on how often they flower. Some mm-hmm. don't flower every year. Some don't start flowering until 70 years.
Yeah.
You just never know. It depends on the species of cactus that you have. I do have something funny to say about flowers and cactus, though. Before I got into cactus, and I know my mom's listening, and she's probably going to spit out her drink or something because she reminded me of this the other day, but she had mentioned that I used to think that every flower that was on a cactus was a paper flower that was super glued to that cactus, because uh-huh. sometimes you do see them when you go to the store. Yeah. It's kind of a marketing ploy to try yep. to get people to buy them. Look how pretty that is. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's just an example of maybe what your cactus could do. Although you might want to fact check and make sure that that flower is what it's going to look like, because you could have a starfish flower cactus like myself, and it has this amazing, beautiful flower, but it smells like rotting meat.
Oh, is yes. that the one you gave me a cutting of?
Yes. Ah, and you, yes, okay. you got some starts and yeah. you started growing them.
Yeah.
Mine was killed. It was murdered from overwatering,
mm-hmm.
Which is, once again, pretty much that you can kill a cactus.
Right. And that brings me to the point of the ones we have here in Oregon that are growing in people's yards right here in Douglas County with all the rain and the snow and everything else. That doesn't seem to be bothered at all. And maybe it's super drainage, or they planted it in pure sand or what. But I see them, like I say, they're not all over, but you'd be surprised. You go through one of these neighborhoods and you'll see it. It's just there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, now, one of the biggest misconceptions of cactus is how you say it in the plural sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're speaking about more than one cactus, sometimes you might say cactuses, and sometimes you might hear someone say cacti.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know when I first got into cactus, I would say, oh, I love my cactuses. They're so great. I am that video on TikTok that's going around right now of this girl. She's like, you know, just went to Walmart and, you know, bought something stupid. Here, I bought a cactus, you know, spent my money on something pointless. But to me, that's exactly me to a T, because I see a cactus, it's like a squirrel moment, and I got to have it. And so when I first got into it, people were like, that's wrong. You don't say cactuses. It's cacti. Well, for anybody that wants to say you are wrong, you're not wrong. And here's the reason why. Cacti is the Latin form.
Yes.
Cactuses is the English plural of cactus.
Yes.
So technically, there's no right or wrong in this. So tell them Ricky and the Commissioner of Dirt said it is okay. Cactuses or cacti. You're not doing it wrong.
No.
No.
But, you know, cacti is shorter and easier to say. That's
it
all.
Is. Yeah. I find I say both depending on what I'm sure. talking about. And,
yeah.
you know, I just, at the end of the day, I just love, you know, my cactus.
Yeah.
Cactuses or cacti. I love them all.
So tell me, how do you know how long these things will live? What's the average lifespan of a cacti cactus?
The average lifespan is actually 10 to 200 years.
Yep.
So they live an awfully long time, but it all depends on, once again, which species of cactus you have. You mm-hmm. can have some that don't live as long, but then you have like ones in the saguaro desert or in the saguaro cactus that live up to 200 years. Actually, the oldest recorded cactus was a 300-year-old saguaro cactus by the name of Old Granddaddy.
Old Granddaddy, they named him, huh? Was it in a national park or something like that it survived that long and was protected?
I don't remember where it said that it was at. I mean, obviously it was in the Sonoran Desert somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was, I believe that was the one that I was reading. Now I've lost my train of thought of where it was. But I believe it was a windstorm that finally took it down.
That's right. I read about that.
Okay, good. I am right.
No, you are right.
Oh, phew.
Yeah.
I can't be wrong. You said
a windstorm
like
the desert, strong enough. What do they call them? Chubasco? There's a storm name that has great wind and great rain, and I might be mispronouncing it. and that's what kills a lot of cactus in the desert is these high winds with a lot of rain where it loosens up the soil mm-hmm. a great deal, and then you have a 100-mile-an-hour wind come through, yep. and some of these bigger ones, they just topple over, and there's no, you know, there's no stopping them. That's how they are. Oh,
well, in this one, the old granddaddy, he was over 40 feet tall and had over 52 arms.
Yeah.
And see, now the arms on the saguaro cactus do not start growing until they're 70 years old. So
yeah,
you know,
amazing? Yeah.
If you see them with arms, especially a ton of them, you know that thing has been around. It has seen some things.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be cool. You know, it's kind of like if these walls could talk. Well, if this cactus could talk. Mm-hmm. What would it tell you?
Yeah, well, wow. I've been here, I've watched 14 wars, and a lot of settlers come through, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Could give you a lot of history there.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of folks, Indians that live in northern Mexico and at the time southern Arizona, southern California, this was a source of food.
Right.
And I don't
still
know.
Still is.
Pardon me?
Still is.
Oh, it still is. But yeah. That was one of their main sources of food. Mm-hmm. And they obviously, when I think of eating a cactus, I think it would be a real health food. You know,
well,
it wouldn't be something that would, you know, be fattening or clog your arteries or anything like that for whatever reason.
Well, actually, the cactus has tons of health benefits.
Yeah.
And so, like, whether it be for lowering your blood pressure, if you have migraines, it's going to help you not have migraines. It's going to help you with anti-aging if you want to fight that aging process. Mm-hmm. It helps with so many different things. It can lower your cholesterol. Just so many wonderful things that are part of it. One thing that I did find, we'll definitely get into the history of the cactus here after the break, though, because I've got some pretty cool things about cactus that I found up my sleeve.
Okay, well, we'll be back in a minute or two. I don't know, somebody else is running this.
All right, 435, 61 degrees. As I mentioned, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of the Cactus Show on Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show. News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, we are back for another shot at the cactus world here, and my special guest today is Ricky Correa, and she has told me a lot of things and given me a lot of stuff to read since last week, and it's pretty good stuff. So what do you want to launch into right now in this part? The history or?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the history of cactus for about a split second, and then we're going to get talking about, you own a cactus, what do you do with it?
Yeah,
so
how
we're
going to
get into
it?
The
what
good
do you take
stuff.
Care of it?
All right, well, they do believe that cactus have been around for at least 12,000 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And the reason why they believe that is because Azteca tribes, Mexican natives, Brazil tribes, they found drawings of cactus and stuff. And they also used them not just for consuming, but they did it for healing cosmetically, to feel at one with their gods in Mexico. Actually, in Mexico, the earlier name of Mexico City was actually called an I'm going to butcher this, I promise you.
No, it's called the place of the sacred cactus.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll just say that's what it means, the place of the sacred cactus. So, and actually, one really cool thing that I found is there were these little white bugs, and they thrive on the prickly pear cactus. Mm-hmm. The Aztecs would take these little white bugs from the cactus, yeah. and then they would grind them up to make a red dye that was used for dyeing cloth. Mm-hmm. If you move forward, to now, they're still using it today as a way to make a non-man-made dye. So that's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, yeah. We get a lot of that stuff from nature, you know. It's, wow, I discovered something. No, it was always there. You just stumbled on it.
Well, so now you want to get into cactus. Where do you start, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the store. You can, you know, you see a cactus and you think it's real cute. Well, get it. You know, they're not very much. A little cactus shouldn't cost you any more than at the most $7, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the littlest ones, in my opinion, are the best ones, because part of the fun of raising a cactus is watching it grow and watching what it does. You know, when is it going to bloom, and getting excited when it has its first bloom. Or I have one that started out with a little ball and now it's got a full on pokey thing, you know, like long. Mm-hmm. I say something different in the office. I know. So, it's really, really, really fun watching them grow. And so with over 2,000 species of cactus, you can be sure that there's lots of choices when finding a cactus that's right for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some factors, though, that need to be considered when choosing a cactus that's right for you. So, for instance, lots of types of cactus, they need sunlight.
And
that's the big,
they love
big thing about cactus. They need lots of sunlight. So if you have a really great window that has the sun coming in, maybe you have a skylight room, something to that nature, that cactus is going to love it. Mm. It is going to thrive. And so you've brought this cactus home and you want to put it in the window if it's already in a pot. Otherwise, you might want to. You know what, actually, what I do, I baby my cactus a little bit. So when I bring it home, I leave it in its container, and then I'll go find a pot. But I get it used to where I'm going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in a pot. Now, you'll always want to use cactus soil, and only cactus soil, because it's got better draining capabilities. You don't want that water setting in that soil, or it's going to rot your cactus, and that's going to be one of the few ways that you can kill your cactus.
So wait, I have a question here. When you're taking your cactus out of the small little container and putting it in a big pot, how do you handle it physically?
So now, here's a little fun tip that I had learned.
Okay.
You get the gloves with the nylon or whatever over the bottom. Sometimes it'll be blue and you'll have a cotton glove, but it'll be blue, like the work gloves. You'll want to have those because the spines can't poke through those. If you use leather or anything else, more than likely those spines are going to poke through. If you want to transplant cactus, you probably should do that, because some of those spines, they'll get in you good. And even those little ones that you wouldn't even think.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They're the worst.
They are, yeah, because they're so hard to get out.
So have you ever used, like, tongs, you know, a set of tongs to take a small cactus out, and that way...
Do you want to know what I really do? Yeah. I'm that person that touches the oven without gloves on sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I am ornery, and I just grab it, and I just lightly touch it. I think depending on the cactus, some of mine are pretty gentle still.
Uh-huh.
So you do. You want to make sure that it has lots of sunlight. And listen to your cactus. Your cactus will tell you what it needs. If it needs more water, if it needs less water, if it needs more sun, if it needs less sun, it's going to tell you what it needs. And so if you start to notice your cactus maybe is drooping and maybe it's looking just kind of discolored, sometimes that can mean you are giving it too much sun even. And that is possible, because there are such things as sunburns when it comes to cacti. So that's another thing. Sometimes I'll notice mine leaning, and I'll know that, okay, I want to give it maybe a little bit of water. It's kind of looking a little droopy. And then I turn them. And so I always turn my cactus. And sometimes, and one thing I learned from you, Mike, is that you always, if your plant, cactus, whatever it may be, if it is drooping, you want to turn that droop away from the sun so that that plant or cactus will want to naturally lean itself towards the sun, and it'll kind of naturally straighten out. Now, if you don't do that with your cactus and you kind of let it be, chances are, even if it doesn't die, it's probably going to be deformed for good. Yeah. And so you just kind of want to help guide it along. Really listen to your cactus, because it's going to tell you what it needs.
Yeah, but in a lot of plants, when that happens and they're leaning toward the sun heavily, and you do turn them, they over a period of time, be it 3 to 4 months or whatever, you'll look at it and it's back straight again.
Right.
And then the next 3 or 4 months, it's leaning the opposite way.
Yeah.
So that's why you turn them. And especially in cactus, because at first you don't notice the lean so much until it's, it's leaning.
Right.
At first it's just a little bit of lean, so we don't pay attention. So it's just a good idea to maybe once a month or so just turn your cactus, turn your pot around so that it gets the sun on all sides.
Give them a little bit of love.
Yeah.
So another thing about cactus is there are so many different types, like I say. There's spines, ones with spines, the spines just stick straight out, super pokey. And there's some that have little tiny spines.
Yep.
And the rest of the cactus is pretty flat. Or sometimes, like you have mine, some of my favorites are my old lady and my old woman and my old man cactus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these have a really fun white furry hair around them. And what that does is it protects them from whatever, might be, the cold or maybe bugs or the wind, whatever it might be. That's actually a protection for them.
But will they stick you?
So they will, because they do still have spines even in there. But how can you tell an old woman and an old man cactus apart?
Don't know.
Well, all you got to do is look at how the hair is. So if the hair is super disheveled and it looks like Albert Einstein, you have an old man cactus. But if it's super refined and in place and beautiful, then it is an old woman cactus.
And it naturally grows that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super neat. They're my favorite.
And now, do you have some out in your greenhouse out here by your desk?
I do.
Okay, point those out to me after the show.
I will.
I want to see them.
You got to see them. They're super. You've seen them a whole bunch.
I know, but I'm not looking.
Yeah.
At that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking at them.
They're super neat.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. So there's lots of fun cactus, from the ladyfinger cactus. I actually have one by my window that's a super popular one. And if you're wanting to get into, maybe your cactus has some starts, the ladyfinger cactus is a really great one, because it gets these little balls that grow on the cactus fingers, and they do. They grow up like fingers, and the little balls drop. And when they drop, you can literally just set them down on top of the soil and it will produce more. My mom gave me mine, and it's got a ton, and they grow really fast. And so they're a fun one too, a really easy one if you want to get into starting cactus, which we're totally going to get into that too.
And what's the name of that one?
Ladyfinger cactus.
Ladyfinger, okay.
Yeah. There's the moon cactus. That's a cactus you really see a lot in the stores. They got the super colorful tops on them. So it'll be green cacti, green cactus. And then it's got maybe a bright orange or a bright colored. That's actually a hybrid cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where they took two different cacti and they planted them together and made that. So those are really pretty. I actually don't own any of those, but I did hear that they live a lot less time because of the fact that they are a hybrid.
When you were talking about the flowers, a thought entered my mind about do bees pollinate with cacti?
I want to say you're right that I did see that, but I feel like that's maybe the one subject that I didn't cover.
Yeah, well,
you
that,
caught me.
But I was just thinking, as you were talking about the big, beautiful blooms, and that's what attracts bees.
Right.
And it would just seemed logical to me that a bee in a desert region, they make honey in the desert region, and they got to bring pollen from somewhere, and they probably cross-pollinate.
Right.
And, it's...
We'll
have to look that up somewhere.
Yep, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, do it on the magic screen there, sometime.
Well, I also have some euphorbias, and euphorbias are often mistaken for a cactus.
Hmm.
They are, in some ways, part of the cacti family, but they are their own thing as well. Yep. Part of the way that you can tell a euphorbia from a cactus is cacti have areolas, and they are part of the cactus where the spine comes out. No other plant has them. And so that's one way that you can find. Now, these little things that, so when the where the spine comes out, you'll see like a little circle there, maybe a little color there. That's where those are. And if you don't find those, you have a euphorbia. Now, what's important to know about a euphorbia is they have a milky white substance in them that is toxic. If you were to break it open and get it on you, it could irritate your skin. Mm-hmm. It could cause blindness. They do say it could cause cancer. So you definitely don't want your dog biting into your phobia. Your phobia. That would be a phobia.
I know.
So if you have one of those in your home, you definitely probably want to remove it if you have a cat, if you have a dog.
Yeah.
So we're going to be going to break, though.
Are we?
And yeah. I'm going to tell you how to plant your cactus.
We're going, and we'll be back with Ricky.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are back with the Ricky Cactus Show. And Ricky, you were going to go into another segment of your research here. So
yeah,
enlighten us.
So now let's say that you have a house like mine and okay. It has hardly any sunlight. And you think to yourself, well, how will I ever grow a cactus, right? Mm-hmm. Because I have no sun. Well, I have found that a home that doesn't have a lot of sun is actually a great place to start seedlings of cactus. So if you want to get cactus seeds and you plant them, they actually require a lot less sunlight than an adult cactus because it's too hard on them. And so they need a lot of protection. So you're going to, in order to germinate, it takes a lot less time for them to germinate indoors than it does outdoors. And so definitely this is kind of a good way to get into cactus. For me, I was really excited about that. Cactus seeds are super inexpensive. You can get them in lots of places. One really cool thing I found is that Oregon has a cactus society. There is a national cactus society, and Oregon has one. And you can go become a club member and stuff, I guess. And they have meetups, and they bring, you know, different cacti.
Is there one here in Douglas County, or do you know?
No, you have to go to one in Portland. But I'm seriously researching how I can start one.
Well, I was going to suggest that to you.
I'm going to. Yeah, I want to. So now you get your seed and you plant it and everything. You're waiting for it to finally sprout. So you're going to place that little seedling in a shaded place indoors. And then once they get an inch long, you can start weaning the cactus into the sun. You're only going to want to gradually introduce the plant to the sun over time. So as it gets bigger, it'll allow more sunshine.
Okay, I got a question then. Here you are in the desert. And they have baby cacti out there in the desert in the full sun all the time. Do they only grow in the shady side of the mother cacti, if you will? Or will they actually survive in that desert hot sun? Or do you know? You don't know. I don't either. Okay.
So, well, I would assume that they must grow perfectly fine. I mean, yeah. You got a 300 old granddaddy that lived.
Well, but I see your point as far as, because when we do our cuttings of things at the nursery, we don't just jam them out in full sun. I mean, they've got some sunlight, but they get a lot of shade as well, so they're not cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, once the seedling starts developing spines, at that point you can remove what is a translucent cover that is over that seedling, and you would remove that, and you might have to clip it a little bit and just kind of work it. You want to be really gentle, but you'll want to remove that. And once you get that, because what it does is it protects it. So once you get that cover off, you can.
Are you talking like a mini greenhouse kind of thing?
Yeah, if you want to just start little cactus seeds. I see. And now once your cactus is the size of a marble or it is 6 months old, you can then transfer it to a bigger pot.
And will it have roots? I mean, you can actually see the roots or what?
Yeah, so you'll just transplant it. Remember, you want to use the cactus soil.
Mm-hmm.
Only cactus soil, or you could kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, overwatering it is, like I keep saying.
Well, how about regular river sand? Would that hurt it, or would that be okay because it drains well?
I know that you've told me before to use river sand. I'm not sure about cactus. The only thing I've ever seen is only use cactus soil. It's the only way to go. Okay. So I think that I should do a science project and get some river sand.
There you go.
And see how it works.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do the one
and not get the stuff that really compacts, but get the stuff that's more gravelly, gravel consistency with small gravel. It would drain quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cactus, they're very slow growing. And part of the reason why they are slow growing is because they don't have any chloroform in them like other
chloroform
leaves.
Or chlorophyll?
Sure, chlorophyll. Sorry. I was thinking of Casey Anthony. Bad joke.
Oh, boy.
So, cactus are a lot of fun. I encourage really anybody to get into them. Also, another good place in your home I forgot to mention is the bathroom. The bathroom is a really great place for cactus. They actually really like it. And if you water your cactus, which you should only be watering your cactus in the summer, maybe once a month or every couple months, maybe. That's
so
kind
what,
of a stretch.
What's good about the bathroom that cactus like?
So the thing is they absorb the moisture in the air.
From the humidity of the shower or something like that?
Yep, so you really don't have to hardly water them. Huh. Any normal cactus, you would water accordingly, if it's... Mm-hmm. Summertime, very little. And in the wintertime, I water mine about every couple weeks, sometimes every month or so. Mm-hmm. I really watch what my cactus tells me. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you watch what your cactus tells you, you don't overwater it, you give it plenty of sunlight, you too can be a great cactus grower.
Yeah. How about, do you fertilize at all your cactus?
I don't.
Okay.
I know that you can. Any
literature on it? I didn't come across anything.
I really didn't. And that's the thing. I think it probably why is because the cactus is such a low maintenance plant.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, once again, it is such a great beginner plant for somebody that really wants to get into plants. Or maybe you are forgetful like me. I killed most of my boss's plants, the owner of the radio station.
Oh, really?
I did. Most of his plants. I felt so bad. I saved a bunch of them. But it was from not watering them.
Uh-huh.
You really have to watch. And I think that goes with your plants, too. I think that just goes without saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how you feel when you're dehydrated. Are you sluggish? Are you feeling kind of blue? Do you look kind of blue? Yeah. Well, your cactus is going to be the same way. And so is your plant. And so watch your plant.
Well, that's what I tell people, when they buy a tree or a shrub or something like that, and we talk. Well, anyway, I thank you for coming on. It was great. There's probably
really
a lot more we could
talk
about. So Ricky Correa is the cactus expert of Douglas County. Be sure to call her. Thank you for listening today.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
You're welcome.